start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Five-ish, K.
The Pasha begins, Vayelech Moshe, Vaydabash Adonai, I'll call Yisrael. Unusual. Vayelech Moshe went to speak to the Eden. If I remember correctly, it's only twice in the Torah where it tells us that Moshe went to speak to people. Vaydabash Adonai, Moshe spoke to the Eden. Vayelech, right? Moshe Rabbeinu went with Machlokes with Korach. He wanted to settle to solve it. So Moshe was Machneh himself and tried to make Shalom. So Vayelech al Dosan Aviram. He went specially, but generally speaking, the Pasuk doesn't tell us Vayelech, right? So obviously there's a need, a specific need here to us to know Vayelech Moshe. So the Mephoshim all the Harum, where did he go? Vayelech Moshe. A very simple way to understand the Ramban's of their Pasuk. A continuation of Nitzavim. What happened in Nitzavim? The very first pasuk, Rashi says, "Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulachem." So Rashi Melamed Shekinsom Moshe Livnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Biyoyim Moisai. That on the day of his death, according to Rashi, Nitzavim Vayelech all happened on Yoyim Moisai. The other Mefarshim disagree slightly, but okay. But generally speaking, Rashi says on the day of Moshe's Petira, he gathered them all together. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulachem. You're all here together. And he spoke to the Yidden the Musa that he had to say in Parshas Nitzavim. It doesn't tell us in Nitzavim that when he'd finished, they went home. But it's possible. He'd have to tell you that. Once the shear's over, they go home. So, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, Moshe Rabbeinu had things to say to them. He had to give them the various Divrei Musa. And then they went home. And when they went home, now Vayelech Moshe, now Moshe went round to the people to talk to them. That's why it's necessary to tell you Vayelech in contrast to Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, all together here in an assembly. When the assembly was over, everybody dispersed and went to their homes, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to speak to them individually. That's Vayelech Moshe. What does he need to go to speak to them? Now, he just said it all. What's he going to speak to them? Yeah? So again, according to one of the Mephoshim, that that's covered. He's saying goodbye. He says this is the final goodbye. It's the final goodbye. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to the people, Lichvoidom, he went to Zegensak, but separately, he went round Klal Yisrael to the people. Lechabdom says, "Ah, covered. When you leave, you say goodbye to everybody and you wish them well." So Moshe Rabbeinu went to each of them well, and to be mechazik them. We'll say in a moment, but to be mechazik them, Yirach Shamayim. Listen, I've given you all this Musa. Remember. So Moshe Rabbeinu does it on an individual, on a personal level. It's as Shein Azach, after the Kulchem Hayoim, then to each one individual. I'm allowed to have each one. I mean, 600,000 people, it's a bit difficult to get around to it in a day, to talk to them. Oh, but L'chol HaShvotim, he went round amongst the people. Add to this, what did Moshe really, what did he tell them? Moshe Rabbeinu starts off by telling them, today I'm 120. That's what if it's Hayoim Lefshuta, then it's Mamash Yoim Moisai, because he was 120. Yeah. Others say, Lamtavka Hayoim. Okay. But he tells them, Uchal Oid Lotseis Velovoi. I'm no longer able, Lotseis Velovoi, to go out and come in. Seems as though Moshe is saying, yeah, but the others don't agree with Rashi. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim was Yoyim Moisai. So that was before. So within the last days. No. Vayelech Rashi says Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim was Yoyim Moisai, and following on that we say Vayelech Moshe after that on Yoyim Moisai. But there's others that say Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim isn't on Yoyim Moisai. So Vayelech is also not on Yoyim Moisai. Okay. So what does he say to them? I'm 120 years old today. I'm not able to go out and come in anymore. Hashem Omar Elai, Lo Yisavas HaYadin, as Hashem told me, I can't cross over the Yadin. Hashem Elokecha Hu Oiver Lefanecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pass before you, Hu Yashmid, He will destroy Zagoyim HaElem Lefanecha, Mirish Tom. Yehoshua Hu Oiver Lefanecha, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Yeshua is going to be in front of you, Kashadib HaHashem, but also Hashem Lahem, Hashem will deal with the nation that you're coming to, Kasha also, look, just as He did the Sichon Ma'oig, Malchir HaMoiri, or La'artzom, Hashem will give them the Son of Hashem Lefnechem, be courageous, be of strong heart, Al Tiru, don't be scared, Al Talsim, Hashem Elokecha Imach Lo Ya'arpecha Le'azvecha. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling them here? Something else. It must have been a very, very traumatic experience and a very emotional time. Klal Yisrael are saying goodbye to Moshe Rabbeinu. All this time, we've gone through so many episodes, so much problems Klal Yisrael have had, and Moshe Rabbeinu stood at the help. He helped them through the Shverkite in 40 years in the Midbar, and now he's going. Oish, the people must feel terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Mechazek then. More than that, went to Mechazek then. He wanted to tell them like this. I'm 120 already. I'm not able to come in and go out. Rashi says he was perfectly healthy. It says in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu was strong and fit and vibrant like a teenager, physically. But the Rebbeinu said, no. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, look, 120 I'm today. I've done loads for you. I've been with you all this time. Right? But now, the Rebbeinu Shloim has said to me, no. So therefore, you won't miss me. I'm no use to you anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taken away from me. The koyches, it looks like I'm perfectly fine and good. Why can't I carry on? I have to retire, so to speak, because the Moshe said, Luchaloit, don't feel bad. But you might get very worried. You might say, yeah, while you were with us, we had God Siyatid Ishmael and Yozuchus, and we were able to destroy Sichon and Og Moshe Rabbeinu. Sichon and Og Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Without you, what are we going to do? So Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Elokecha, I never did anything. Hashem Elokecha Oiver Lofanecha. Who Yashmid Esagoyim Ma'ele? But also, Hashem also Sichon and Og. I didn't do Sichon and Og. I was only Hashem Shliach to help you through Sichon and Og. Ois me back to the Mishaleach. The Rebbeinu will look after you. You'll say, but we need an intermediary. We need someone to bring us to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yeshua Oiver Lofanecha. Yeshua's there. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to Nachmeim to comfort them, make them feel good. They're feeling, he knows they're going to feel very unhappy and very worried. Don't be unhappy. Don't be worried. Everything will be gewaldig good. I've only been a shaliach till now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided no more me. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another shaliach, Yeshua. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, and that's very nice to do it personally rather than in one loud meeting. Okay. The Netziv has a slightly different mahalach for the reason of Vayelech Moshe. It sounds very, very interesting indeed. Moshe Rabbeinu, we mentioned it before. Moshe Rabbeinu makes an assembly and he speaks to Kol Klal Yisrael. They didn't have a PA system. They didn't have, half a million people. Even if you put them all together in a place, you can't speak to them and they can't hear you. No boss. Moshe Rabbeinu had a very special Siyatid Ishmael. Shechino medaber mitoch geroi. Now when Moshe Rabbeinu opened his mouth, you didn't hear the sound from his vocal cords. You heard Dvar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was just this speaker. But the one that made out the sound is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Yoim Moisoi, that stopped. No longer had that Siyata Dishmaya that he could speak and his voice could carry to half a million people. So now, the only way to do it is to go out to the people. So, he had a first thing, Mitzavim Hayoim, the Moslem gave him that Siyata Dishmaya, then it was gone. So then Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't call everybody, so he went round. Vayelech Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu went round to them. That's why now it was a Vayelech. The positive question was, why did the Posuk mention Vayelech? Because the Posuk wants to tell you now that after having, on this last occasion, the Siyata Dishmaya of Shechina Medaba Mitech Groinoi, the Ekkosh Bochu Yanenu, Moshe Yidaba, Vahelekim Yanenu Vakoil, now that was no longer. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say things to the people. Now he had to go round. Vayelech Moshe. As a result, then it said, Posuk Pshatin.
Mm-hmm.
So, after giving this talk to the people, talking round to the people, Moshe, next pasuk tells us, Vayikra Moshe LeYoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu called Yeshua to be Mechazik Yeshua. It's a big job he's taking on, yeah? It's a big shiroro. It's a big achrayas. The Moshe Rabbeinu had to give him his chazkos. Chazak ve'emot. The Meshech Chochmo, not his usual style, he says v'derech tzachos, but it's muridik, he makes the following comment. Vayikra Moshe, the pasuk reads, Vayikra Moshe LeYoshua, Vayomer Elov Leinei Chol Yisrael Chazak ve'emot. Moshe called Yeshua, and he said to him, in front of the eyes of all Israel, Chazak ve'emotz, be strong and be courageous, ke'at al tova, you're going to come, es ha'mazeh, with these people, and we'll see that in a moment. Okay, so, a manik has a problem. Every manik has a munitika problem, a munitika shverkat. He mustn't be a balgaiver. He's got power, he's got authority, he's got everybody listening to him, and yet by Melech he says, he mustn't be proud of himself. A Melech who's got ultimate power on human being on this earth, the Melech Yisrael has gewaltika power. If you don't stand up for the king within a quarter of a second when he comes in the room, and yet I'm no better than anybody else. What makes it even harder for the Melech is the fact that he can't be an honor in front of people. He can't walk in and shuffle in like he's got to come in with stature. He's got to. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Yehoshua was a Muridik Onof. Well, he had a good Rebbe to teach him. But the Talmud Yonason tells us in Shlach Lecho, Vayikra Moshe Lehoshea bin Nun Yehoshua, says the Talmud Yonason, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the emesonusai, the humility of Yehoshua, he called him Yehoshua. So Yehoshua was a Muridik Onof. Imagine Yehoshua is the personal closest Talmud to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gresta Rebbe. And he tied to the Beis HaMidrash. Passed it, put the chairs in place. He was Masada Saf Solim. As our honor, he had such chashivas in the eyes of everybody, because he was by Moshe Rabbeinu the whole time, and yet a Muridik on. Moshe Rabbeinu is worried for Yeshua. His anivas mustn't get the better of him. Shaul HaMelech, Gvaldik Onov, Medatos, he was too much of an Onov. Too much of an Onov. He was Moichel, and he shouldn't have been Moichel. He lost his Malucha because he listened to the people by Amalek. Why did he say? Because the people came. What's it to do with the people? You're the boss. Lay the law down. Shaul HaMelech was a Muridik Onov. Muridik Onov. And that was his downfall. He couldn't overcome his anivus when it was necessary as Melech to be a boss. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about Yeshua, the same thing. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him like this, I'm not telling you to become proud in your heart. Do that sign and honor. Obel Einei Kol Yisroel, Chazak Ve'emot. Vayikra Moshe LeYeshua. Vayoy Me'elov, Le'einei Kol Yisroel, when you're in front of the people, Chazak Ve'emot. Hold yourself strong. Don't show anivus. Zot then Meshech Chochma, Azoi Leraya from the top. The top, I remember, Shavi Fangel, the used to say the following statement, that the trop, the Tamei HaMikra, are not just for cantillation, they're for punctuation. How to put the words together. The trop tells you how to put the words together. We would translate the Pasuk, without looking at the trop, Moshe called Yehoshua, and in front of everybody, in front of everybody, he said, be strong. But the trop doesn't read like that. It reads, Vayikra Moshe LeYeshua, stop. Vayomer Elov, stop. Le'enei Kol Yisroel, Chazak Ve'emotz. Le'enei Kol Yisroel, good, Chazak Ve'emotz. It should be Vayomer Elov, Le'enei Kol Yisroel, comma, Chazak Ve'emotz. No. Vayikra Elov, Vayomer Elov, Le'enei Kol Yisroel, Chazak Ve'emotz. When you are in front of the people, Chazak Ve'emotz. It's the trop. Tells you, as a layman, the passion, because that's what it means. And he said to him, What did he say to him? Open speech marks. When you are in front of all the people, be strong and courageous and don't show your anivus. From the trop in the post. Not normally the derech, Meshach Chochmah, but he brings it here on this post. After Moshe Rabbeinu had his speech to Yeshua, the pasuk tells us something else. Vayichtov Moshe es haTorah hazois. Moshe wrote this Torah. Vayitzno, and he gave it el haKohanim b'nei Levi, to the Kohanim b'nei Levi. Hanoseim who carried the Arim Bris Hashem. Bel kol zikne Yisrael, and to all the Zikanim of Yisrael. And then he goes and tells them the parsha of Hakel. We'll come to that soon, b'li neder. Right. Dr. Rashi, a tiny little shikkel here. Vayichtov Moshe. Moshe wrote the Torah by Yitzhak, Keshe Nigmara Kula, when he finished all of it. That means, from Bereshis to Le'ene Kol Yisrael, that's Kula, there's only one Kula. Nesama, he gave it, Livnei Shivtoi. So, Tzev Tachomim says quite simply, because in the next pasuk, the next parasha, we're going to learn the mitzvah of Hakel, where the Torah says the Melech has to read Tikra Es HaTorah Hazois, which means what? Sefer Devarim. Tikras HaTorah Hazois. So here, the pasuk says, Vayichta Moshe HaTorah Hazois, Vayichta Noi Al HaKohanim. What did he write? Not the same Torah Hazois. Not the same meaning of Torah Hazois in the next pasuk. Torah Hazois means the whole lot. So, Keshenikim Rokola, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, to Oibazoi, Ein Mugda Mocha BaTorah, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote all this, Vayelech, Hazinu, Zeus HaBrocha, all that he wrote, before the mitzvah of Hakel. They haven't told. Yeah, okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Kol HaTorah Kula, and he gave it El HaKohanim B'nei Levi. So now we have a complete Sefer Torah. The first complete Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu has written a Sefer Torah. Normally make a Zag, Baldik, a Simcha, a Sefer Torah. No, this is the first Achnos, the first Sefer Torah. The Achnos, the Sefer Torah, Holy Shem, right? The very first Sefer Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi doesn't say it here, it's interesting. Rashi brings it before. He gave it, El HaKoyanim B'nei Levi, Hanosim Zaron Ash B'ris Hashem, Be'el Kol Ziknei Yisrael. What does that mean? He gave it to the Kohen of the Levim, and he gave it to Kol Ziknei Yisrael. Zok Rashi, back in Kisovoi. In the end of Kisovoi, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidden, "Vayikra Moshe Kol Yisrael, Vayim Aleim, V'lo Nosan Hashem Lochem, Lev Lo Das, V'Einayim Lirois, V'Oznayim Lishmoy, Adayim Azeh." Till today, you didn't have Lev Lo Das, you didn't have complete understanding, you didn't have eyes to see completely, correctly, and Oznayim Lishmoy, Adayim Azeh. What happened on this day? What was it? This is after the Teuchah. So what was this? Zok Rashi. Rashi brings Shomati. That was the day Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Livnei Levi. So it's right. So that possibly in Kisovo is later on down here. Okay, no problem with Emul Zohar Torah. But what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu. Here we have Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Kol HaTorah Kula, and he gave it to the Kohen Bnei Levi. He gave it to the Kohen. As I say. Bo call Yisrael, Zok Rashi bring to the Medrash. All Yisrael came live named Moshe, Amru Loi, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going on? Af ono madnu b'Sinai. We also by Sinai. Kibalnu es haTorah. We received the Torah, but it's on and he gave it to us. And ma'atom mashtis as many shiftcha aleinu. And now you're making elite the situation, the Kohanim, the Levim. You'll shave it. You know what will happen? Klal Yisrael tainted. V'yom lulano yom macha. In the future, one day they will say to us, "Lo lochem nitno." Torah is not for you; it's for us. Lanu nitno. How did Moshe Rabbeinu? You're taking. So Moshe Rabbeinu samach bedava Moshe ladava. Aye, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Gevalt." Yes, chashteich. You've got lev lo das ve'naim liros ve'naim lishmoya. You're afraid you might not have the Torah, and you make a rash. Oh. This is Hayom Hazeh. This is a very special day. Sameach Moshe Bedova. Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam. Rashi brings a pasuk from elsewhere as well. Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam. This is how you be. This is the time. This is the moment when you became Am Yisrael. When you were angry. When you fought for the Torah. You chose that you wanted the Torah. The most important chilek in Kabbalah's HaTorah is the rotzen of the Torah. Sishver, but here they were prepared to argue, hey, you're not giving it to us. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that's in this pasuk over here, Vayitna Lakoina Ben Elevi, that's why the pasuk starts off with Vayitna Lakoina Ben Elevi and Nusim Zan Bris Hashem. And then the Yidden came and screamed at him, Velkol Zignei Yisrael. He said, okay, all the Zakenim, I'll give it to the Zakenim, it's for everybody. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Hakorah of Klal Yisrael here, and according to, if it's Yom Moisai, whatever it would be, right at the very end, Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, I see, you've got it right. Now we come to the mitzvah of Hakel. Second, last mitzvah in the Torah, the last mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah, also in this parasha, but here we've got Hakel. Shteta Zoyin Pasuk. Mikesh Shabashonim, after 7 years, B'moyed Shenasa Shemitah, at the time of the year of Shemitah, B'chagas Sukkos, says Rashi, it means Sukkos after Shemitah, after year one, or year eight, however you want to call it. And why is it Shenas HaShemitah? Because Shemitah still applies. There's still all the Peirush of Shemitah. All the Dinim of Shemitah still apply on the Peirush of Shemitah. So it's called Shenas HaShemitah. What's the mitzvah? Bavoy Chol Yisrael, when Ali Yidin Kuman, it's Aliyah L'Regel, Leiroa Yisrael, Pnei Hashem Elikecho, Bamokam HaShivcho, everybody's come to Yerushalayim anyway, Aliyah L'Regel, Sukkos, Tikra as HaTorah HaZois, Neged Kol Yisrael Bozneim, read as HaTorah HaZois, says Rashi, as we know from the Mishnah, the Meida Bima, in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Melech leaned Ela Hadvarim, the end, the Sefer Devarim, the whole Sefer of Devarim. That's Torah Hazos. For that mitzvah, the Torah commands Hakel Esa'om. Assemble the people, Hoanoshim, the men, Vahanoshim, and the women, Vahataf, and the Kindalach, the Geirich Hashem Bishorecha, and the Geirich. Leman Yishmu, Leman Yilmadu, so that they will hear and they will learn. Veyoru, and they will fear Hashem of the Kech. Veshomru, Laos, he says, go do that Torah Zois. Okay, so we have what? Once every 7 years, a massive assembly where everybody has to come, Hakel Esa'om, men, women, and Taf, to come and hear, Kriyas HaTorah, Mishnah Torah, the Melech, Lines, Sefer, Pamit, Sefer, Devorim. In order, Yishmu, Yilmadu, and Yoru. And from hearing and then learning, as the Chofetz Chaim says, if you don't know the halachas of Shemesh halachas, then you've got to learn halachas, because then how frum you are, however much a tzaddik you are, you don't know what you're doing. You've got to know the halachas. You've got to hear and then learn. And then get your Hashemayim, you have to learn Musa. And then, Basham Rulah says, and then you'll be careful to keep the Torah. Then the apostle comes on with something else, a bit schwer to understand. Uvneem asher lo yodu, and the children who don't know, Yishmu, they will listen, Malamdu, and learn Yiras Hashem Alekecha. So, this obviously means we had before Taf, now we've got something else. So, Lechura, this looks like the little children. So, Rashi says, what are they coming for? So, Rashi, litin schar limiveyehem. To bring schar, to give schar. The parents that bring them, they get schar for bringing them. As a result, Rashi. Lechura, the clear car asks Ashikla Kasha. Is it, what is it? A mitzvah of what? Delivering something. So bring Eitzim Avonim. The kinder, not the kinder, these are obviously below Chinuch, because we've dealt with Taf, maybe Chinuch, but now more, what's after that? What's Noshim, Taf, and then B'nai Mashalo Yodu. We're talking about the little kinderlach, right? So you bring in the little kinderlach, what for? It's a mitzvah to bring them. So bring a chumish. But what are we talking about? Bringing something, why don't you bring the kinder? He said, bring Eitzim Avonim. It's a bit schwer that it gets half just for delivering. Bring in the children. So he wants to say it like this. He's mad with the whole Indian of Hakel like this. The whole purpose of Hakel is Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Teshuvah. It's to strengthen the situation of Teshuvah. Sukkos is straight after the Yom HaNoraim, when Klal Yisrael had in glorious opportunity of Teshuvah. In these Eilu Asara Yomim, where there's a munadik opportunity for Klal Yisrael for Teshuvah. And the Nafka Minna between Teshuvah then and Teshuvah other times is Yochid and Rabbim. Right? Let's understand exactly how it works. But Teshuvah's Rabbim is accepted at all times, has a definite acceptance. Teshuvah of a Yochid, in Asara Yomim. So once the Asara Yom is over, you no longer have this individual opportunity for tshuva in the same level. Obviously, the tshuva in Kabbalah at all times, but the special siyata dishmaya, the tshuva for an individual is asara yomim, is yomim neroi. After that, back to the norm, which is only a rabbi. Mameila, hakel esom, bring everybody together, make an achdus. Now that you've had a year of Shemitah, during the year of Shemitah, there's been an immense achdus. Why? Because nobody is richer than anybody else. Your fields, you're a massive landowner, you've got fields and fields and fields, vineyards, acres and acres of vineyards that are yours, and just as much mine as yours. Everybody is equal, financially everybody is equal. So there's no gaiva. There's achdus then, yours is mine, mine is his. We're all one, the achdus, the koich of achdus of hakel is moiridik. But that's gone now. The moiridik of Shemitah is gewaldik. That's gone. During the year of Shemitah, everybody's unemployed. So there was the Yachikala. Listen here, Simitamazoha, Yachikala, because that's in Galat. What did Claudius all do? Went on vacation. What did Claudius all do in a whole year? All agricultural activity, which was the major, well over 90% of the activity of the country, was agricultural activity. All ceased. So people do, Bosimedes were full, were packed. The whole year, Yidden were Oisik in Ruchnius, Achtos and Ruchnius. And then you came to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that says, Me Chuba Gewaldik. After that, oh, boom, back down to earth again. Back to normal now. As soon as Sukkot is over, wow, into the fields, let's get going, we've got to plow, we've got to work, Moiridika Sakona, that the person will become right down from on the greatest height of Ruchnius, down to the mundane, back to normal life, forgetting the Gewaldike. But the Torah, don't go away like that. Don't go empty handed. Make an assembly. Bring everybody together. Men, women and children. And learn Sefer Devarim, which is the Sefer HaMusa. Moshe Rabbeinu throughout Crusaders, the Sefer HaDevarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Musa and Musa and Musa. Learn over. The king will chazer with Klal Yisrael, the Inyone Musa. Dalad Minim do the same thing. Dalad Minim, we know the Lola, the Etzik, the Hadassim, the Rovers refer to different type of people. We told him, Amasim told him, someone we told him without Amasim told him. All the different types of people, all one. Lokachtem lochem aguda, right? They come together. During Sukkot, we have the Maila of the Achtos. Everybody comes together. While we halt in Sukkot, in holding together, make an assembly, hakel es on, bring everybody together, be machazek, give it a continuity, that this actus, that assembly that you will have, they will be so big and so powerful and so effective on your minds that it will continue and you'll go further. And through this, you'll be zoche to the richtige slicha. What do we say in davening? Chamoel aleinu va'alol aleinu v'tapeinu. We daven for the kinder. We want the kinder. That's pshat slichin schar l'miviyehem. To give schar, what's the schar to me? That my kinder of leman yonkei shodaim shaloi chotu. I say leman tenukos shalbeis rabon. I say leman gemoyle chalav shaloi poshu. The kleiner kinderlach, which we care for and which we worry about, if we do this mitzvah of hakel properly, litein schar lemeveyehem. The meveyehem, the parents who bring the children will get the schar. What schar? The schar that the kind will be good. That's what it means, litein schar lemeveyehem. Are they attached to litein schar lemeveyehem? So bringing the children is to be misoyer everybody. The whole idea that it's a muridik a kinus of teshuvah, not to let go what we've gained in the last 12 months of Shemitah, not to let it go and finish back to where we were before. To go weiter. Where we've left off on a high, stay on that high. That's what the mitzvah of hakel is for. As they learned the clear cut. Right, by Posit Yudalet, by Chamishi. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Hein Korvu Yomecho Lomus. Time has come. Hein Korvu Yomecho Lomus. What's Hein mean? It's for sure. Yeah, Hein, yes. Yeah. Korvu Yomecho Lomus. Shteit HaMedrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Ribono Shel Olam, oh dear. Behein Kelasticha. I praised you, using the word Hein. Hein Hashem Elokecha Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim. I told Klal Yisrael, Hein Hashem Elokecha Hashemayim. I told Klal Yisrael Emuna with the word Hein, and you're using the word Hein to announce my Misa. Not fair. Moshe Rabbeinu tied it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hain, you're using the Hain which I used to praise you, you're using it against me. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, did you not say in Mitzrayim, Mehain lo ya'aminu li? Didn't you say when I told you to go to the Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Mehain lo ya'aminu li? End of argument. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won the argument. Must have shot. Are you going to say pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu said one good thing, Hain, and one bad thing, Hain. Stop pshat. So the Kerem HaTzvi learns like this. Goshen. There's a lot of discussion on what exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu's chet at Mei Meriva. Because of Mei Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu had to die. Ya'an lo'iman dimi, lo'itzovay, it's all mazeh. Because of what he did at Mei Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. What did he do wrong? So there's a whole deal on what exactly what it was. According to one opinion, according to one of the Rishonim, the mistake that Moshe Rabbeinu was when he said to the people, Noitzi lochem moim, we will, hamin hasela hazeh, is it from this rock, we will produce water. We should have said Hashem produces water. So, Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu said something nishrichtik. We will produce water. Then it means he should have said Hashem will produce water. Okay. According to that's the chet. Ein zachit poshet. When Moshe Rabbeinu said noitzi lochem moim, avada and avada and avada, he didn't have any havim in the day. It was we. Moshe Rabbeinu, ridiculous. When Moshe Rabbeinu said noitzi, he said, you know what I mean? Noitzi, we're the shaluchim to bring the water, but noitzi the Rabbeinu shaloyim, right? No, so what's the taina against him? The taina is those people who are not on a high enough darga in emuna can efshe hoben achtikala sofik. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Those people that are on a richtige mile of Yerusha Mayim and emuna will know full well what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said noitzi. Avada wasn't taking any credit himself; he was giving all to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Avada and avada. Now, verse, there could be people who are not on that madriga who would have a claim of regular of Sophic in Emunah Noitzi. Moshe Rabbeinu, what? Come to Chayzazoy. Were Klal Yisrael to be on a madriga of Grosse Bale Emunah, then Moshe Rabbeinu saying Noitzi wouldn't be anything wrong. I'm talking to people who know what I'm talking about. But because if there would be people amongst the audience that are not on that level, then Noitzi is a chet. Alright. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu tainu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I told everybody, Hein Hashem Elokecha Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim. I told everybody that Rabbeinu Tom is the balabot of the ganze welt. So I taught them all emuna, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what did you say about Klal Yisrael? You said, Vehein lo yaminu li. You were the one that said the Yidn are not on a high target of emuna. Oy bazoy, by saying noitzi, when you hold an on a madrega of emuna, it's a chet. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what we said, Hein. The Hein, taka in achanami, you said Hein, but emuna, but the same Hein, you said that emuna isn't for these people. These people are not on that madrega. Therefore, if they're not on that madrega, you should never have said noitzi. Because you said noitzi, you didn't cause them to have emuna. That's why you have to die. So it fits in all with the medrash. The mitzvah k'sivas sefer Torah. In the pasuk Yutes, the pasuk says, "Va'ato." This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. "Vayom Hashem el Moshe." Yeah, Moshe Hashem is looking to the future. "Va'ato now kisvu lochem es hashira hazois." Write this shira, which is the whole Torah. From here, the mitzvah say to write k'sivas sefer Torah. Mitzvah say. Mitzvah Tariag, the 613 mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. The Rosh Paskant, the Bizman Hazeh, when we don't learn from a Sefer Torah. He says in the pasuk, "Kisu elachem es asher es valamdo es bnei Yisrael." The purpose, if you can say such a thing, of ksiva Sefer Torah is dolanu, a sefer to learn out of. But man azeh, when we don't learn from a Sefer Torah, we learn from Gemara, from Adam before Hashem. The mitzvah saseh of ksiva Sefer Torah is tzvorim, right? You mekayim the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah, or buying Sefer Torah by buying tzvorim. That's why it says, now, Moshe Rabbeinu says, when, now, and everybody learns out of the Sefer Torah, but not later on, when we don't learn out of the Sefer Torah, there's no mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to write, sorry. So on the psak of the Rosh. Right. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yeshua, we just mentioned, call Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to officially inaugurate Yeshua. Yeshua is having his murdik, a couple of nasiyas from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bring Yeshua, v'hisyatzu ba'oil moed, come together in oil moed, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yeshua, v'atzavenu, and I, the Moshe says, I will be mitzave Yeshua. I'm going to personally give Yeshua his keser of Rabbonos Hena. Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua, Moshe and Yeshua went, v'hisyatzu ba'oil moed, muredik, v'yeru Hashem ba'oil, v'amud ha'onon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, the Shekhinah came down, v'yamud amud ha'onon, al Pesach ha'oil. Chazon Shteit. In Medrash it's brought that Hifsik Ha'anon bein Moshe Yeshua. The Anon separated Moshe and Yeshua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yeshua privately. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards said to Yeshua, no, what did Moshe say to you? Come on, it's this big moment. So Yeshua answered Pele. Yeshua answered, Rebbe, in all those years when you had a private message from Hashem, did I ask you what he said? As I read, said to him, Rebbe, what's all about? What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu answered to that, Misa meo misas, I'd rather die 100 times, va'al tehe kina achas, not have one kina. So Parshat Pshat, you would learn, it means Moshe Rabbeinu was so jealous of Yeshua, I'd rather die. Yeshua knows something that I don't know. Well, what's going on here? How did Yeshua speak like that? What's it all about? So the Pshat like this. It's brought like this. Moshe Rabbeinu had getained, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to leave Klal Yisrael. I want to carry on. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yeshua's got the job. I don't care. Yeshua can have the job. Yeshua will take over and I'll come as Talmud. Yeshua can be the Rebbe and I'll be Talmud. 100% of Chilkei Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi Bechilechel Pirio wrote, so did he want to eat the bread? He wanted the Mekai Mitzvah Tasei. The Mitzvah Tasei. Toulouse Boris, he wanted going to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the place to sit for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what he wanted. I don't care if I'm manic, if I'm not manic. I don't care. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to teach Moshe that he does care and that he couldn't cope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, whatever he told Yeshua. And then he said to him, when Moshe asks you, what did he say? Tell him, did I ask you? Don't you ask me. So Yeshua said that because that's what HaKadosh wanted Yeshua to say to Moshe. So that when Moshe would hear that, he would say, oi, Yechenish is helping. Watch out, not jealous. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bear it that somebody has a kareivus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a direct communication from which he's barred. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't cope with that. That kinah. Where's Mekana Yen's got more money or whatever? Yeah, because God. But Moshe Rabbeinu realized for him to continue in Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua as the manik and him as the second best or whatever, and Yeshua would have connections with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the deals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he won't have. Couldn't cope with it. Mamela, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua to say that. That's what Yeshua said. It must be very difficult for Yeshua to say it. Oh, but Yeshua told that in order that there shouldn't be this problem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing Moshe Rabbeinu a toifa. One more point. In the speech that Hashem gave to Moshe after this Yeshua business, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe the future. You're going to go back ever secha. It's going to be a time, Nebuch, Rezono, Achrei, Lehei, Necha, Oretz, the people are going to forget, and they're going to go and do Averis, Beheferis, Brisi, they're going to break the promise, Hashakarati Itoy, and I'm going to be angry with them. Bechora Api, Nebuch, all happened. Vazavtim, I'll forsake the Yidden. Vestati ponamehem, lubehest upon him. Bahoyalechol, and the Yidden will be consumed. Vatsaur, Rois, Rabbis, Vatsaurus, Zain Shlechel, Chatsaurus, as we've seen throughout the Langa, Bitter Golos. So Zain Tsaurus, the Bosham told Moshe, this is going to be. Vahoma Bayomahu, and the people will say, Haloi. Al ki eina lukai bekibi, because Hashem is not in my midst, metzauni horoz ha'ele, all these bad things have come to me. Moshe Rabbeinu been here from what's going to be. So, next pasuk, v'anoichi haster aster ponai b'yom ahu, I will pretend I can't see. Where's the burnished lamb? Yeah, and all these terrible sorrows, people say, where was the burnished lamb? Haster, I will hide my face. Kifona el alhim acheri, because they did avers. And so state in the first. Muridika kasha on this thing. Klal Yisrael Nebuchadnezzar are going to have a terrible golos, and they're going to be rois, rabbis with tzoros. We don't need to elaborate. We know what all that means. What should we do when that happens? We should realize and say, "Hello, al kiyena lekai bekibim tzuni rois aile." That's tshuva. So then why next pasuk? I will hide my face. They've done tshuva. They've recognized that the oinus has come from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore mend my ways. So why nochemol haster haster ponai? Is the teretz. There's a mistake here. Our attitude is a mistake. When Rachmono Litzlan, Eschefzach Rois Rabbis Vetzorois, it came from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ribbono Shel Olam has not left me. To say, Ein Elokai Bekibah, Hashem's not with me. Chas v'shalom. Ima Anokhi Betzorah. You have to realize that even in the worst situation, the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you, he's holding your hand. It's Golgoth Shver, the matzah where you are now. It's terribly impossible to cope with. You know why you cope with? Because Hashem's holding your hand to say, oh, Hashem has forsaken me, he doesn't love me anymore, he doesn't care for me anymore. Just a chet gadol. That's why if you do that, Anokhi Haster Aster Panai. If with the Golos, if with the Tzorahs, the Yidden say, Hashem's fed up with me, he sent me away, he doesn't want me. That's a chet. Then Hashem says, if that's the case, aster aster panai. But if a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, in Tzoros and in Shverkaiten, he realizes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says, I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that you helped me to survive these Tzoros. You are with me, and therefore you are my right hand, and I'm with you. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam have Rachmanu Litzlan, and Kutsa Klali Yisom, Zalak Gemenshven, Mechassim, Zit, Mechassim, Zit, I'm going to go